Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When you have poor credit, banks usually refuse to loan you money. However, one loan company advertises they will make loans when others turn you away because you are human. Interesting, is it not, that we often overlook irresponsibility because we are just human? How inconsiderate of banks not to loan you money, even though you have a past record of failing to pay your debts. Centuries ago, Solomon reflected on the failure of humanity when he wrote that God hates some things more than others. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. What man hates and what God hates are not always the same. We hate to lose. God hates it when men win through dishonesty. We love to be included. God hates it when men are indiscriminately and prejudicially turned away. We strive to save face, even though we bend the truth to make others look bad. God hates it when people are dishonest. Solomon said that God not only hates these seven negative qualities of human behavior, he says they are detestable to him. And the Hebrew word is a strong one, found some 60 times in the Bible, mostly in the Old Testament. The word was applied to situations which were pretty reprehensible, like offering your child in human sacrifice, changing the landmarks between you and your neighbor's land, and issues involving pretty gross sexual practices. But in this passage, Solomon specifies seven evils which destroy the fabric of society and humanity. Frankly, I've read this list many, many times, but until recently, I've never given it a great deal of thought or study. Taking time to reflect on it, I noticed that some things, such as murder, adultery, theft, and even war, don't make the list. Now, it isn't that these things are not repugnant to the Lord. They are. In the very passage which I quoted, Solomon warned against adultery. He asked, "Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife." Solomon's mother, Bathsheba, knew firsthand the pain and heartache which follows adulterous relationships. But in this passage, he focuses on our thinking, which leads to wrongdoing. These seven sins catalog flaws of character even more than behavior. Pride, dishonesty, deceit, and perjury eventually lead to overt wrongdoing. Almost every sin begins with a thought, and when your thinking gets warped, you justify wrongdoing. "He who conceals his sin," says Proverbs 28:13, "does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy." For a few brief moments, let those seven flaws of character be a checklist, and ask yourself if you measure up to the standard. 1. Haughty eyes or a proud look, as another translation puts it. 2. A lying tongue or trouble telling the truth. 3. Hands that shed innocent blood. 4. A heart that devises wicked schemes, conspiring against someone. 5. Feet that are quick to rush into evil. 6. A false witness who pours out lies. And 7. A man who stirs up dissension. How did you rate?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.